नंद नंद नाटकम पठेश्वर भयान्विता करे भवा विदुत्तरम भवे जल भवे
One should recite this stotra. And one should offer obeisances. Tomorrow. Yesterday I told about Yashoda Devi. Yogis, by tapasya, they can control their mind, but they cannot conceive Krishna's lotus feet in their mind. Mother Yashoda, she ran behind
Kalsa,
they could not catch Krishna.
This
Bhagavan went on this trip after lunches. Mother Yashoda caught him. This is Prem. Krishna was controlled by the Prem of Yashoda. Krishna caught one hand. Krishna caught the hand of Mother Yashoda by one hand. And he caught the chamni stick by the other hand. Sri Krishna is the source of all the truth. Mother Yashoda is actually chastising Krishna, threatening him to beat him, calling him a thief, liar. Mother, Krishna is very afraid of the mother. Someone may say that he is just performing a pastime, but Kunti is saying, are you really? Kunti is asking, you are really afraid of Yashoda. You are certainly afraid of mother. She wanted to beat you by the stick. Therefore it has been said, what
austerity
is that? Oh,
Nanda Baba,
and Mother Yashoda feeding milk to the Lord of all the universes. Now let. Now translation.
So in this month of Kartik, every day we are chanting different prayers and asticams like Siddhamana Nastakam, Siddhananda Nastakam. By this, Srimati Radhika is easily pleased. Who is Srimati Radhika? She is Suranchari, the presiding goddess given off, the wife of Lord Brahma. And Rameshwari, she is the presiding deity or the Easter even of Lakshmi Devi. She is also Kameshwari. She is full of forgiveness and mercy. And by performing, chanting it, after she is praying to Radharani every day, Kadas, Kadisha, Siyama, Pripata, Kasta, Bhajanam, then at the end, one will all bondage to all attachment to material existence is broken, and one enters the mandal, the arena of Krishna, which means Krishna was always surrounded by the gopis. And the Nandanandan, Asik is not there. Prabhatadeva, one who chants this, also all his attachment is destroyed. Therefore, this month, by chanting in Asikam, easily Radha and Krishna become pleased with us, and even we can become their servants. Therefore, the yogis, after high austerity, their mind with completely clear mind, they cannot see Krishna. But this same Krishna is caught by Mother Yasoda. Jarasandha, Kalyavan, pursued Krishna but could not catch him. But Mother Yasoda caught him. That Krishna taught he is only bound or captured by Premabhati, pure devotion. In one hand, Mother Yasoda has the stick, I will beat you. On the other hand, she has the rope, or holding Krishna. On the other hand, she has the stick. And Krishna is afraid. Kunti Devi, in her prayer, she said, that Krishna, who is by chanting the name, even yet personified, is afraid of the name of Krishna. But that Krishna is afraid of the stick in the hand of Mother Yasoda. Then Kunti says, Krishna is not pretending. This is not a drama, not a lila. That really he is afraid. Therefore, all glory to Chitanda and Yasoda, Nanda King Kuro Brahmana, Sri Deva Mahabhava, Yasoda Va Mahabhava, Paho Yasyam Sanamri. That Nanda Baba is so fortunate, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, carries his shoes upon his head and comes dancing to him. What to speak of the glories of Mani Yasoda, the Supreme Lord of millions of Vaikunthas, drinks her breast milk.
When taking the stick in the hand, Mother Yasoda going to beat Krishna. At the time, Krishna is trying to go behind Mother Yasoda, and torrential tears coming from his eyes, and the kajal in the eyes mixed with tears and flowing like Ganga and Jamuna.
Krishna
is telling, Mother, don't beat me. Mother is asking, again you will do. No, wiping the tears in the eyes and mixing with the vermilion in the eyes. All body becomes black. All the ornaments make and all the ear rings all shaking and crying and crying. Even his crying is very, very sweet. His glance is very good. His threefold bending. Everything is very sweet. Even his naked is very beautiful. When Mother Yasoda going to beat him very
well.
Mother told, all right, I will not beat you. She threw away the stick. But I will bind you up. Why should I bind you? You are a wicked
fellow.
Otherwise, you'll go to Brahmajagat. Or he might go away from there. Better to bind him, otherwise he'll be angry and run away. Then later on, I will feed him meat and then he will become peaceful. But for the time being, I'll bind him. So thinking like this, so actually began to she began to endeavor to bind him. She told one of her
friends,
please collect all the ropes from our
Goshala.
First she made the silken rope which was used to tie her hair. Then she began to attempt to bind him by the silken rope. First, I should bind his skull. Of course. First, I should bind his back, then the ulu khal.
means surrounding water. So both should be bound together. Both are a complete process. So the hand also the grinding motor. So actually taking the silken rope from our bread attempted to bind Krishna. Actually that rope was very short. It was very short.
He could not bind Krishna.
It was the best belt of Krishna. But even it could not even finish one round. So then she told herself, "Oh, bring more rope from your house." All the sakis told that today Krishna cannot be bound. In his destiny, no binding is there today. But Mother Yashoda was adamant. She said, "No, I will bind him today. Today I will not leave him. I will bind him no matter what." Why she could not bind him?
Krishna
was thinking in the mind. If Mother will bind me, then I will not be able to play with my sakas. Cows will never give the milk, even if the cows are next to them. All are waiting for Krishna to give milk. All the sakas also waiting for Krishna. The cows are waiting for Krishna. So Mother actually... So the Aishwarya Pudarshi mood of opposite
came.
So the best was not in actually the rope became 1 or 2 miles long, but still the belly could not be bound. Actually Krishna cannot be bound unless there is a mercy of Krishna. Also one has to attempt to bind him. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has said, he has said, there are two are required. Ramana Sampradaya, Marjarnaya and Markatnaya. Marjar means a cat. Cat will hold a kitten in the mouth. And monkey. She monkey. The baby of she monkey will hold tightly to the baby of the she monkey. But sometimes it is seen that the baby monkey falls down and mother cannot protect. So, baby monkey will catch to the mother's belly by force and the mother will carry him. But kitten is not doing anything. But mother is holding that kitten by the mouth. The purport is this. We should be surrendered. We should surrender in such a manner. We should not do anything. We should just surrender to him. Bhagavan will show mercy to us. From other side is the baby monkey actually holds tight to the baby of the monkey. But Mahaprabhu has little felt it. Bhagavan's mercy is everywhere. But unless we endeavor ourselves, Bhagavan's mercy cannot be obtained. Yashoda had taken a vow. I will fast today, tomorrow, whole life I will fast. I will not eat unless I bind him. Rup and Sanatan, they had great renunciation. Aditi stood on one leg, standing on one toe. They actually performed austerity for millions of years. Then only Aditi and Kashyap obtained Krishna as the son. Rup and Sanatan.
Andavad, sorry, we'll be back live in a minute. Okay.
Therefore, we must endeavor that we should follow the Chaturmasya Vrata.
Mahaprabhu
is very merciful. He's so merciful. My name is Sankirtan, everything will be accomplished. But we should still endeavor. We should have good character. Follow the instructions of Upadeshamri. Follow the instructions of Upadeshamri. Don't criticize anyone. We should always see the good qualities of others. Always stay with the Vaishnava. There only will be one. Mother Yashoda could not bind Krishna. Her face became colorless.
Hello.
Oh, I have become ashamed in front of my sakis. I am embarrassed in front of my sakis. I could not bind him. Krishna then immediately became bound out of his mercy. My mother is suffering so much. His heart melted. Kripa Shakti is there. Vatsala Shakti is there. So Krishna's Kripa Shakti is the topmost potency. All the Aishwarya Shakti vanished and Vatsala mood. Parental affection came. So just by the rope which was used for tying the knot of Yashoda's hair, that rope alone bound Krishna. So Krishna was bound by that rope to the grinding water. Krishna's hands could not reach the knot from behind. Then Subal, Sita, Madhumangal all came. Balde Prabhu also came there. He arrived from the Upanand house. He returned from Upanand house. He was very angry. He said, I will punish one who has bound Krishna. Then Madhumangal told in the ear of Subal that Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna. Hearing that Balram, he could not do anything. And Krishna was thinking in the mind.
I got
Nalkubar and Manigri curse through Narad. I will follow the instructions of Narad. So he has cursed Nalkubar and Manigri. That they have become trees. Nalkubar and Manigri. Bathing naked in the Ganges River. They were two sons. They were actually bathing with Askaras. They were playing with Askaras. You are shameless like trees. He prayed to them. In Dwapar Yuga, you will become twin Arjuna trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna, actually, remember that. Then, he told Sakas, that should push the grinding mortar. So, there were two twin trees. Krishna actually passed the grinding mortar through it. But actually the grinding mortar became a little tilted. And due to the force of the grinding mortar, there was a huge sound of cracking and two trees were uprooted. Hearing that sound, there was no lightning, there was no cyclone. Still the two trees were uprooted. Nanda Maharaj had gone to bathe in Brahmanda Ghat. Nanda Maharaj saw. If these two trees would have fallen straight, then Bhagavan would have been crushed. Krishna would have been crushed. But fortunately, these two trees fell the other way. Till now, Krishna was joking with his friend. As soon as he saw the father, he said, oh. He began to weep loudly. Nanda Maharaj came and took him in the lap. And very slowly opened the knot. Subal could not open that knot. Madhumangal could not open that knot. No one could open that knot. the knot of Vasudeva cannot be opened by another means. Sakas cannot open it. Nanda Maharaj came there.
Krishna just stands for that.
He actually pacified Krishna, gave him the one sweet ball made from good. Mo mother, who bound you? Mother bound me. Mother Yashoda was standing, was sitting. She was standing at a distance, like a wooden doll. Mother, Nanda Maharaj became very angry. He didn't speak anything. He took Krishna and Balaram in the lap and then they went to Brahmanagar to bathe. Then they were taken to Goshala. Then they drank the milk of the cow to the heart's content. Then he gave them some sweet to eat. Then evening time, no one had cooked anything at home. There was no cooking was done. Upananda's wife, Baldev's mother Rohini, and all the elderly women, they went to Krishna. They told Baldev, catch Krishna and bring here. We have to take him to mother. Baldev actually came near Krishna. Krishna gave him a big push and Baldev fell down. Oh, he's stronger than me. The Rohini and Upananda's wife, they came, O Krishna. Would you not go to the mother? I will not go to the mother. Where will you stay? I will stay with my father. Who will you play with? I will play with Dau Bhaiya. What will you eat? I will drink the milk. I will drink the cow's milk, fresh cow's milk. I will never go to Mother Yashoda. Rohini mother said, if your mother, if your mother goes to Sita Ram, what will you do? Oh, he began to weep loudly. And then that Rohini actually took Krishna and put Krishna in the lap of the other by Yashoda. Till now, Yashoda was not weeping. She had become like a wood. But when Krishna sat in her lap, she began to weep loudly. Then Rohini mother, Krishna told, father came.
Krishna,
Baba, tell me that your mother killed you. She has actually bound you. Then mother, Krishna caught you. Nanda Maharaj.
Nanda Baba Krishna
began to weep.
Dau Bhaiya
began to weep.
Mahayati.
Everyone was weeping. Then everyone
became
pacified. Hare Krishna's childhood pastime.
But this is a problem for Raya. It's a year from the system.
Therefore, Mother Yashoda took the rope from her hair rope is 1.5 times the length of that finger to the elbow. And she went to buy Krishna to the grinding mortar. Both the grinding mortar and Krishna are like in concave shape. Therefore, that joining section between the grinding mortar is very thin, and Krishna's waist is not more than 12 fingers in circumference. But still, with that long rope, she could not bind one even one time around the waist of Krishna. Instead, she was 2 fingers too short. Therefore, the Sakhi said to Mani Yasoda, it is not in your fortune, that you will, it's not written in your fortune that you will bind your son. Therefore, Mani Yasoda determined, today I cannot bind him, tomorrow I will bind him, or the next day. Yes, she made a determination, she was very determined to bind him. But no matter how many ropes she joined together, she was always 2 fingers too short. Why she could not bind Krishna? That time Krishna did not desire to be bound. Because all his friends, as well as the cows, were waiting for Krishna to go cow grazing and to play, for the play. Therefore Krishna manifests his Aishwarya Sakti, his opulent potency, and Krishna could not be bound. Therefore, Siddhishanath Sakrai Thakur says, in conclusion, Krishna cannot be bound by one's own effort. Therefore, the Siddhamadutta Sampradaya have reconciled. There are 2 types of logic. One is Markasnyaya, the logic of the monkey. And the other one is? Markasnyaya, the logic of the kid cat. Means the monkey, the baby monkey has to grab hold of the mother or on the back or the stomach by his own strength. And the mother jumps from one tree to another. If the baby falls, the mother will not go back to pick him up. Therefore, the baby monkey has to use all his own strength to catch hold of the mother. And the gibbon is completely the opposite. He does not do anything, only he cries, meh, meh, and the mother takes him by the mouth everywhere. Therefore, some people teach to be like chicken. I surrender. Bhagavan will do everything. He will give mercy. Then I will do bhajan. No. That will be a shortage. Therefore, Mahaprabhu reconciles both these conflicting logics. Mahaprabhu says, Krishna's mercy is everywhere. But unless we endeavor, we cannot catch that mercy. Therefore, Madhyasana determined, until I bind Krishna, he will not eat anything. Therefore, Buddha says, just see the hard endeavors of Rupa Sanatana Goswami or Raghunath Goswami, how they endeavored, or Jodha Jada performed austerities for thousands of years to get Krishna as their son. See, Raghunath Das Goswami, sometimes he would sleep just 96 minutes a day, and sometimes he would not even sleep. Sometimes he would take some fried chickpeas, and sometimes not. Every day he would perform 1,000 Gandhava Pranam to Krishna, the associates of Krishna, the pastime places of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. But what is our austerity? Nothing. We are sleeping 4 times a day, sometimes 5. We're eating 4 times a day. Then how we can get monkey like Raghunath this one? Then at least in this Kartik month, 1 month we should follow. Don't criticize anyone, perform, always staying in association of Vaishnavas. And completely follow the instructions of Sri Upadeshamrita. Therefore, Mani Yasoda was feeling ashamed. In front of my friends, I cannot bind Krishna. Therefore, Krishna seeing her heart in their mouth, Krishna, by his own mercy, allowed himself to be bound. At that time, Krishna's Kripa Shakti predominated, and Krishna's opulent potency left. Therefore, all the potencies of Krishna, Krishna's Kripa Shakti, or his most mercy potency, is presiding like an emperor. He presides over all other Krishna's energy. Therefore, Krishna will allow himself to be bound by the original rope, the hair rope of Mani Yasoda. Mani Yasoda bound Krishna with a knot in the back so that Krishna could not use his hands to free himself. That time Sri Baladev, Prabhu, who had been staying at the house of his uncle, Upananda, when he came and saw Krishna had been bound, he was very angry. Who has bound Krishna? That time, Subhal whispered in the ear of Balaram, Mother has done. Therefore, Baladeva gave up his anger immediately. Then Krishna remembered, I have to fulfill the words of Narad Muni. Narad Muni had cursed the two sons of Kubera, Manikrita and Kubera, because they were naked and intoxicated, enjoying with the upsetters, and they insulted Narad. Therefore, Narad cursed them, you will become trees. But when they prayed for forgiveness, then Narad suffered. Okay, you will become trees, but you will be delivered by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, he, with his friends, they rolled the grinding water outside. And when Krishna went between the two trees, the grinding water was stuck. And Krishna pulled very hard. A huge sound rendered the air, and both trees fell, one to one side, and another to the other side. When Madhya Soda heard that sound, she came running. When Nanda Baba heard that sound, he also came running from Brahmandika. Then Nanda Baba opened the knot of Krishna. Even the suckers like Marumango, Sridhar and Subhal could not open the knot. Only those in Vatsalya can open the knot of Vatsalya. Then Nanda Baba was very angry. What would happen if the tree fell directly and menaced Krishna? Then he would be dead. By some good fortune, the tree fell on either side. Therefore, in this situation, when Krishna would look towards his friends, he would laugh. And when he would look towards Nanda Baba, he would weep. Therefore, as Krishna was weeping, Nanda Baba took one guru ladu and fed Krishna. Who has bound you? Mother has bound. That time, Madhya Soda was like a statue. And Nanda Baba, being very angry, Krishna and Balaram, one on each shoulder, and went to Brahmandika. The whole day he spent there, eating mishri, sugar candy from his pocket, sometimes milking the cows directly in the mouth of Krishna. Therefore, it came to the time of Sandhya, or sunset, but still Nanda Baba had not returned. So finally, when Nanda Baba returned with Krishna and Balaram, he did not enter the interior section of them, of Nanda Baba. That time, the wife of Upananda, the wife of Baladeva, the mother of Baladeva, Rohini, as well as the other senior ladies, all went to where Krishna and Balaram were with Nanda Baba. Then Balaram went to take Krishna, but Krishna gave him one push, and Balaram fell flat. Then Balaram was astonished. How strong is Krishna? That time, the wife of Upananda asked, oh, Krishna, you won't go to your mother? No, I won't go. Who will you play with? Who will play with you? Then Krishna said, Galvaya, I will play with Balaram. Then who will feed you? Nanda Baba will feed me, Madhu. That time, Rohini, who is supreme intelligence, he said, but Krishna, what would happen if your mother? No, Satya. Then Krishna began weeping. Oh, mother. And Rohini took Krishna and put on the lap of Madhya Soda. Madhya Soda was in so much separation, even she could not weep. But when Rohini put Krishna on her lap, then she began weeping very loudly. That weeping, then Krishna was also weeping. Then Nanda Baba, hearing Madhya Soda weep, he also began weeping. The whole Gokul became drowned in weeping, Karunara. That time Rohini went to cook something. Then Nanda Baba said to Krishna, will I beat your mother? Then Krishna grabbed his hands. Oh no, don't beat her. There was such a wonderful leela of Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So it is today 9:30 a.m. And whoever is there for this session, you must come back at 9:30. আজ আমরা সকল ব্যক্তির বাসার জন্য টিকিট বিতরণ করব। আগে পরিক্রমা সূচককে আপনারা 10টার মধ্যে এসে যাবেন। কারণ প্রতিদিন আমাদের পাশ দিয়ে যা পাপ যাত্রা হবে, টিকিট না থাকলে পাসেন্ট করতে পারবেন না, যে দশটার সময় দশটা করে টিকিট সংগ্রহ করে নেবেন, আর যারা এখানে এসে টিকিট দেওয়া হবে এখানে, আর যারা এখনো টাকা জমা দেননি টিকিট করে তারা বলছে আজকে করিয়ে নেবেন, নাহলে বাস যাত্রা করতে আপনাদের অসুবিধা হবে, আপনাদের সুবিধার জন্য আমরা অনুরোধ করছি।
And the Vats will be ending the webcast in a few minutes. On and off for the next 4 hours, we'll be broadcasting live from several places. Let me tell you, we'll be at Sevakun, Shiradadamodar Temple, Imital, and Shingarabad. So please check back on the right side of purebhakti.tv. You'll see information about when we're live and approximate times so we'll be back live. Jai Shri Radhe, thank you for joining us. Sri Gurudev Ki Jai.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol Maharaj, dhanyavad.
Thank you. I will try to get one headset today. I will try better can get. I was holding the phone, but it was little disturbing the translation, their headset. So I will try to do other thing. I will try to get one headset, and by that I put Vishnudavad Maharaj. If that will problem, then I will translate separately.
Okay. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you very much.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol.